A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stove. Tonight we are discussing an upsurge of cases of political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of crucial general elections this year. A 67-year-old man identified as Neva Chimutashu was arrested yesterday in connection with the violent attack on opposition Citizens Coalition for Change members by suspected ZANU-PF supporters a few days ago. ZANU-PF has distanced itself from the brutal attack, while the opposition and various non-state actors, including Amnesty International, have urged President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government to investigate the incident and bring the perpetrators to book. Several such incidents of political violence were reported in Matobo, in Sizwe and other parts of the country last year, before the holding of some council by-elections. Nobody has since been arrested so far in connection with the previous incidents. Ibambe Mahlabezulu siyalambulela mthokazi omuhle. Namhla sixoxa ngobudlwangudlwangu bezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Abaqatshengelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF basanda kutshaya kabuhlungu abakubandla leCitizens Coalition for Change eMurewa. Amapolisa abika ukuthi sebebophe uNumzana Neva Chimutashu oleminyaka phose engamajuma ayisikhombisa 67 wetheswa umlando wokutshaya amalunga ebandla le-CCC. Abanye bakhe abakabotshwa. Kwake kwaqhamuka udlakela nyakenye eMatobo, eyisiza lezinye indawo zeZimbabwe, kwakenziwa ukhetho lwamakansila ama-by-elections. Akula muntu owabotshwa kulandela okudlakela lolu. Okwamanje inhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela i-Amnesty International zithi kumele kubotshwe bonke abantu abatshaye amalunga e-CCC eMurewa. Our correspondent Ezra Chisa Spanda spoke to Reverend Angus John Spanda about the recent incidents of political violence in Murewa and other parts of Zimbabwe and the general political violence situation in the country.
Reverend Spanda, we have seen what is going on. We have seen videos going viral about the violence which has already started because this is the election year. What do you take of what is happening, especially in Mashonaland?
I think to start with, violence is evil regardless of who perpetuates it. However, the unfortunate part is with our Zimbabwean political spectrum is that it is a culture of doing politics in Zimbabwe. So every time there is an election, there is violence, and we want to condemn that. Despite who perpetrates it, violence has never been the best thing to do. It has been evil. It represses, it suppresses people, and it's human lives get lost unnecessarily. So it's one thing that we should condemn, and everyone should condemn, and those that perpetrate it must be held accountable.
Do you believe this was politically motivated on hearing the people all these attacks? Are they being sent by a political party like ZANU-PF, or you believe these are just local victimizing fellow villagers?
That's become a complicated issue because we have seen genuine cases of opposition members being victimized by ZANU-PF in the past. We have continued to see that happening, ZANU-PF becoming the major perpetrator. But within that, there's been a growing trend also of shenanigans that are happening within the opposition. Sometimes we saw extreme violence happening when the MDC was split. We saw Madame Dogozani Kupe almost being bent down during Tsvangirai's funeral. So violence is now defining the political ground in Zimbabwe, which becomes a problem. So at the moment, it becomes difficult to then stand your ground and say, is that PF or is internal, or it's just those political shenanigans that always happen happen ahead of the United States review of the sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe. So it's very difficult to say, except to say that let the Rwandan police to really dig deep and find out who exactly are the perpetrators and what is the motive.
Looking at what is happening already, do you think this election of the Somali violence?
Absolutely. The indicators are that there is going to be violence, there is going to be rumors of violence, there is going to be shenanigans, acted, stage-managed violence. So there's going to be all forms of violence, genuine, legitimate violence, and illegitimate stage-managed violence. All this will be, there will be a plethora of these problems ahead of the elections. Some will want to discredit the elections because they know that they are going to lose the election, and others in some areas, some parties would want to consolidate power and make create no-go areas. So it's one thing that is alarming and that is worrying.
That was Reverend Angleton Smanda speaking to our correspondent Ezra Chisa Smanda about political violence in Zimbabwe. Ezra Smanda also spoke to Stumo Pepe, a political activist. Alessandro Uti Ute Numunzana Pepe, Mobutlong Zimbabwe.
Numunzana Rika Mumban.
Stumo Pepe.
Yeah, Pepe is in the Lumia 2023, Lunya Ulama elections. The spoiler was in the Autos all over Long Long. One in general, Lunya.
Yabona Uti, I'm a political party now. I know as a contestant. Look, they should be contesting actually in a free and fair manner, kube le peace, because we don't want violence. We don't want to see a man with a child like what we've just seen, Kusembangala, Brewa, Kusembangala, KZ, Omama, the future of applause, the Mula, become a Kongo Bantuana. And this is not right. We just hope ukuthi abantu bazahlonipha babe bahloniphe umakhelwane babo bahloniphe lelizwe leli elalwelwa ngabalweli benkululeko lalwela ngabantu bonke in this country ukuthi kube nokuthula. Siyakucela ukuthula, sicela abantu bakhampeni ngokuthula, sicela ukuthi abantu basebenze ngokuthula so that lokho esakulwelayo wonke umuntu abe nesizathu sokuthi hayi salwa impi nanku esakulelayo kulokuthi abantu belokhu betshayana besenza ngantiwa ngamadonki, besenza ngantiwa izinja, besenza ngantiwa abantu abazinyamazana. Inyamazana zibe zibe ngcono lazo ngoba ziyahloniphana. Kwesinye isikhathi inkomo ziyahlabana kodwa ubone sezikhothana futhi. So sikhangelele ukuthi abantu sihloniphaneni nxa kuyiwa ku-election la.
Ubona lomthetho le wopha abantu abenza into zokudlongudlonga ngesikhathi sabe-election iqinile yini? Kunganani lokhu besenza ngokuphela minyaka yonke nxa kulama elections?
Look, theoretically imithetho ikhona enginqabela ukuthi abantu bengenza ukudlongudlonga, but then imithetho le i-applya selectively ukuthi wena ukuliphi uhlangothi kwezombusazwe. Kwesinye isikhathi bese kubona ukuthi abantu sebeluza i-trust on the government, because nxa ufica ukuthi umuntu oyile in a certain area akabotshwa, uyayintshelwa inyayila engakubanjwa futhi ayivalelwa. So lo kwenza ukuthi abantu bangabe besakuthemba wona amapholisi, njalo abantu bengasakuthemba lesisim yona le eyiyo esetshenziswayo kuleli lizwe. Umthetho kawo kawu-aplaywe ngokufanayo komoyo, komcube, kobhebhe, komburushomana nakomtorashana.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Stumo Pepe ulandela ezombusazwe. CCC interim spokesperson for Tsai Mahere blasted ZANU-PF during a press conference in the capital yesterday, saying they are attacking opposition members because they know that they cannot win the upcoming general elections without violence.
If I may talk a little bit about the violence that we witnessed this weekend in Murewa, it's important to state that this is not an isolated incident. It's part of a wide pattern of violence that has permeated our electoral landscape ever since the Citizens Coalition for Change was formed on the 24th of January. We've seen in almost every single province violence perpetrated by ZANU-PF. And that violence was understood in the context of the fact that the deputy leader of ZANU-PF actually called for the CCC to be crushed like knives. It's also in the context of the fact that the leader of ZANU-PF actually called out and said, "Vakombe, kombai murore." He went so far as to say, "Bambe CCC ngabathandanise." We also have on record a meeting with ZANU-PF members when they called for the killing of our president, Nelson Chamisa, and for CCC members' homes to be burnt, for them to be killed because they are sellouts. We've seen this in Matsomo and in Season, Berengwa, Mugutu, Chipinge, Murewa, almost every single province. And this is a reaction to the mass mobilization program that was started, launched by President Nelson Chamisa, popularly known as Mugwazi. But the essence of this is that the CCC has penetrated every single village, town, and city in Zimbabwe, something that ZANU-PF didn't expect and that they didn't budget for. And what the recent violence with the civil incidents of violence have shown is that it's a myth that ZANU-PF, rural areas of ZANU-PF stronghold. The CCC have clearly penetrated these areas and they're running scared. Because what other explanation is there for someone who's 75 years old? You go into their homestead and you start beating them up.
This is the interim spokesperson for Zamaire taking a swipe at ZANU-PF for terrorizing innocent citizens. No, we also spoke to Joseph Chuma about this political violence.
Mr. Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, based here in Bulawayo. Mr. Chuma, the election year 2023, we're already seeing violence in some parts of Zimbabwe. What's happening?
Well, those are very unfortunate incidents. We all know that the leader of our party, the president of the state, has been very clear to say that no to violence. We need peace, we need unity, we need to transform our country, our economy, and all these things can only happen when there's tranquility, when there's peace, when there's no violence at all. Now we see people that are carrying out acts of violence, and unfortunately people are quick to jump in and say that it is ZANU-PF that has perpetrated those acts of violence. ZANU-PF as a party is very clear. The leader of the party and the president is very clear. Us as the Central Committee, who are the governing body of the party, are very, very clear that we are saying no to violence and will not condone any acts of violence whatsoever. So if ever there's anybody who decides to be violent, let them know that they will carry their own cross. It will not be a burden of ZANU-PF, it will be their own burden. Because besides, in our culture, if you didn't know, when you go out and be violent and kill somebody, that blood follows you and your generation, not ZANU-PF as a party. So what is the use of carrying out violent acts against people that were supposed to be convincing to vote for our party and for our president and for our councillors and members of parliament? So we are saying no to violence. That act is not supposed to be pinned to ZANU-PF. Let it be pinned to the individuals that carried out those acts, and those people must carry their own cross and face the full wrath of the law.
Are they your supporters? Because we are told that these people actually mentioned CCC. This meeting is it for CCC. Those surely are your supporters.
But look, we've got several other parties in Zimbabwe, so I do not know why, because CCC has been mentioned, then suddenly ZANU-PF must be married to that. We've got the MDC by Douglas Monzora, we've got MRP, Mtwakazi, we've got ZAPU, we've got the Maduku, CA party, we've got so many other several parties. I do not know why it is always that when there's something bad, a bad omen happens, it is pinned to our party. Our party is a peace-loving party. Even if you look at our symbol, it is unity, peace, and development. There's nothing to do with violence there.
We hear that a 67-year-old has been arrested, but you've seen that video. Did you see somebody older like that, 67-year-old, beating people?
Well, unfortunately, if truth be told, nobody saw any of the faces of the people that were perpetrating the acts of violence on those people. We just heard voices, and you could hear that, okay, fine, the voice of that lady that was talking probably sounds young, but you never know, again, voices can, I mean, can deceive you. So if that 67-year-old is arrested, and then at least it is a starting point to an investigation whereby at the end of the day, one to come to a conclusion and get the perpetrators of this stupid act, which is never supposed to happen at all.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma speaking to Ezra Chitasvanda. And now we are joined by our guest. We've got political commentator Mr. Etienne Moyo, who is in Virginia, USA. We're also joined by Mr. Xavier Zovare of ZANU-PF, of the ZANU-PF Party, and Kenneth Masie, a human rights lawyer. Let's start with you, Mr. Moyo. So, what's your take on this political violence?
Yes, thank you, Gibbs, for having me, and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you.
I think what we are seeing here is a pattern, unfortunately, Mr. Gibbs, of ZANU-PF conducting this violence against opposition members every time we head towards an election. We believe that this is designed to instill fear in people so that either they don't go to vote or they are forced to vote for ZANU-PF. Now, we have to take this into context. What really is behind the reason behind why ZANU-PF does these things? In my opinion, and we have explained this before, that ZANU-PF is actually the one that does this so that the sanctions can remain in Zimbabwe. We have said this, that they do this on purpose, knowing very well that the sanctions are going to be reviewed. They don't want the sanctions lifted, because if the sanctions are lifted, then they are looting and stealing will be exposed, because then there will be transparency. So they want these sanctions to remain so that the few at the top in ZANU-PF can continue to steal and loot without any disturbance, without it being clear what they are looting, because they keep hiding behind.
Thanks, Mr. Yes. Thanks, Mr. Moyo. So let's bring in Mr. Xavier Zovare. Hey, Mr. Zovare, welcome to the program, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Zovare?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right. How are you?
No, excellent. So, what's your take on this political violence, Zovare?
So, I mean, whenever we are discussing political violence in our country, especially in the new dispensation, I think what we should try to avoid is generalized statements, which some of my fellow panelists seem to be making, because we now know that the CCC, which has sort of evolved from being MDC, MDCC, and all these other MDCs, has also got a propensity for violence and violent conduct, especially when they are not getting their way. So we already know that Madam Kupe and Mwendora Mieri died because of intra-opposition political party violence. We know also that Chamisa, for the first time, he became MP for Kuwabana. He did so on the back of massive violence against those who are against his rise to that position. So, but what is important here is listening to what our leaders are saying. You have just heard Comrade Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member from ZANU-PF, and those who know the importance of Central Committee members. That is the highest political body in ZANU-PF. But we've also had the president himself, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, condemning violence and encouraging us to live peacefully towards each other as Zimbabweans. And we also heard the Vice President commenting just a few days ago on the same issue. And in Mashona and East Nimureu itself, the incident, which apparently the CC, for some reason, are refusing for those victims to be interviewed by independent journalists from the independent news walks or daily news, citing some, you know, some obscure reasons of safety and stuff. While if they are happy to show us videos of those being beaten, they are not happy for those people to be independently interviewed so that they could
be
independent journalists.
Yes,
so what we have here is Murewa North, the MP himself, who is also ZANU-PF's chairman and Minister for National Housing, Comrade Daniel Garwe, came out condemning that violence. And that is the position for ZANU-PF.
Yes, so
we are condemning any forms of violence.
Yes, I'll cut you short there. So let's bring in Mr. Kenneth Masie. Hold on, Mr. Zobare. So, Mr. Masie, you are an independent lawyer, you know, human rights lawyer. So, how do you assess this kind of situation?
Yeah, this kind of violence is totally unacceptable. It's something that is growing in Zimbabwe because of, the thing that we have been calling impunity that has been reigning in Zimbabwe. A lot of people who are doing these acts of violence, political violence, are not, getting arrested. The courts are not trying these cases in such a way that they pass judgments that are deterrent to whoever thinks of political violence. So this is quite unfortunate, the event that happened in Murewa. But right now we know that, the violence that happened in Kwekwe, where someone died, the people who killed, one of the CCC members, they've not yet been arrested. And we also know that in Gokwe, there was political violence that happened. And to date, we have not heard of any arrests. So this is an accumulation of impunity where people think that they're above the law and they continue to do that. But I would hasten to appreciate, the police at this moment for doing their investigations and arresting whoever they think is a suspect in that event. This is a welcome development that if the police keep on investigating and arresting these people, I think they might be in the right track to curb this political violence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masie. So let's go back to Babu Tenmoyo. Babu Moyo, I'm upset in the Sindivele. Very brief.
Before I wanted to rebut the two ZANU-PF gentlemen, because what they are clearly doing is just gaslighting the public, wanting the public not to admit or admit what they are seeing. They are simply saying, ignore what you are seeing and believe what we are telling you. So we don't trust that. We know that ZANU-PF is behind all this violence. NgesiNdebele mina engakusho ukuthi bantu bakithi siyazi udlame lo lesibonayo kusinto yokuqala. iZANU-PF kusukela kudala ngeGugura Hundi, Mrambatswina, nazo zonke indawo eziningi esizibonayo. Esingakusho thina ukuthi iZANU ikhokhelwa ngama-thugs. Umongameli uMnangagwa lana is a thug, u-operator njengemafia, uthumela abantu bakho ukuthi bashaye abantu uma uzoya kuma-election, and futhi sibone ukuthi ukwenza lokho ngamasibomo ukwenzela ukuthi ama-sanction ahlale, ukwenzela ukuthi aqhubeke labantu bakhe betshontsha bedestroya ilizwe lakithi.
Yes, sakuzwa kakhulu. Briefly, Mr. Zobare, in Shona, what's the way forward here? In Shona, say, briefly. Mr. Zobare, are you still on the line? I think
I'm there.
Yes, so what's the way forward in Shona?
Sorry, what's your question?
What's the way forward? What's the way forward? Go ahead.
The way forward is A, believing in what President Emmerson Mnangagwa is saying. We are promoting peace. he's providing it in terms of what the country should do as we go into the next election. We should avoid violence as much as we can. If cases of violence happen, we should allow police to investigate without casting aspersions, which the CC are always doing. We are aware that Davos is happening next week, and we know also we are in January and February when the United States and the EU review economic sanctions in Zimbabwe. So this funny game, state-managed violence, should stop. In fact, police should actually arrest those who state-manage, just as they do those who perpetrate violence. It is as simple as that. And the ZANU-PF will repeat, you have heard from Comrade Chuma, from Comrade Joseph Chuma, you have heard from Comrade Daniel Garbo, who is the provincial chairman for ZANU-PF in Mashona City. You have heard from the vice president, Comrade Constantino Chiwenga. You have heard from the president himself, Comrade Jason Tambudzo, passing violence. And that is the position of ZANU-PF. Pasine violence, ne avo vanoiita, ne avo vanonyepera kutipa vaitirwa violence, variyo vaita state manage. Zvose pasinawo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masie. Briefly, in Shona, do you think that this violence can come to an end before the next elections? And if not, what's going to happen?
Personally, I think this violence will not come to an end because the leaders themselves, as you could hear, one of the ZANU-PF members, casting some inflammatory language where he says that people who were thoroughly beaten, who we can see have got fear and who are being tortured, they were stage managing such acts. That is clearly a sign that there's no sincerity amongst our leaders in government. And also some statements by the president himself where he encourages violence clearly shows that we are nowhere near a situation where rule of law is in Zimbabwe. So I would urge political leaders to, when given a chance, especially when they are talking to the public, to find ways of speaking peace, to find ways of castigating this political violence so that, you know, tempers don't flare as we get to the elections. And if our political leaders, especially the president, comes out and unequivocally states that violence is not allowed and that people should be arrested for conducting such acts, I think we might slowly get to a point where people might reduce these acts of violence going forward.
Yes, your last word, Mr. Moyo.
Yeah, like the previous speaker just said, I think it all has to start at the top. If the president of the country is inflaming violence in his rallies, in his speeches, then his people are going to follow that. We've heard him talking about destroying, crushing opposition parties. And those people take that literally, and then they go out there and they do as they have been instructed by their leader. So he needs to tone down his speeches about violence. And also we need to see his police go out there and do their job. Because these people can easily be identified. It only takes to go and investigate, ask those people who beat them up, and lock those people up.
Thank you very much. Zobare, your last word in Shona. Go ahead, just a few seconds. Be quiet, Mr. Zobare.
Yeah, this is an election violence free. Not only that, quite from my election, yes, but the way how we live and lead our life, Munum Zimbabwe, even opposition, you know, the maturity, not to create a promotion, the politicians, Saga, whether the CC, whether the NDU, whether the authority, whether the authority believe that President Emmerson and the Nanga
was Thank you very much. We have come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tony Moyo, Mr. Xavier Zobare, and Mr. Kenneth Masie. We wish to thank our listeners and everybody who has been watching the show. Let's meet next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.